Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Monday Bubba Lummi Anna Seth Brett Macho podcast. Hard telling what the fuck we'll get ourselves into today. Seth, try to track down, because you're Johnny Podcast.
There you go.
Try to track down. This might be the 1,000th episode or something.
Let me check. Oh, my Ew. Fuck, man.
What's wrong with that?
Nasty.
Just a burp.
just Febreze it.
Robert Jeffrey, $100. Happy anniversary.
Come on, man. Let's try to the next level.
I heard that you fucking manned up, went out there, looked at the Generac fucking portable generator we're getting for our cash cube, and fucking rip-corded it and started it on the first manly pull.
You're damn
that's
fucking right.
I fucking heard.
Yeah, that's right. True.
He said, this generator's my bitch.
I ripped that fucking cord.
That's right.
And or pushed a button.
And it fired.
Fired right
you're like, look at me.
Right the fuck up. This is our 1,000th.
3 weeks ago, this is our 1,000th?
Yeah.
This one right here.
1,000th published episode, yeah.
This is our 1,000th. Our 1,000th published episode, and we didn't prepare fucking shit for
it. Who cares? Nobody cares. It's our 1,000th.
It is kind of a inner. It's kind
it's a
of
landmark
a,
number.
No, it's but for us, it's like fuck yeah. Who would have ever thought that we would be able to sustain to continue to do this for 1,000 episodes? We usually give up on shit after 50 or something.
Well, not on this. There's money coming in from it.
But we're doing good. We're approaching, I don't know the number. I'll look later today. But we're approaching 7 million downloads. Now, that's probably what Joe Rogan gets in a day. But I'm saying, I think it puts you in the upper 1% of podcasts. I think.
I feel good about where we're going. I know that we've had a lot of downloads before and a lot of stuff from, regurgitated shows and all this shit, but I'm really working hard on giving this, five solid podcast-only shows a week. Nothing that has to cross over with YouTube. If we have to give up one of these shows to YouTube, that's fine, but I want to get, fresh shows on here every single day and, have something that can break out, have something that can break out of, the Bubba Army, circle.
Right.
Have something that gets out of that and brings people in here and, teaches them about what the hell we do every day.
So anyway, a happy 1,000th to my fellow coworkers. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I think
happy anniversary.
I think paychecks are this Wednesday, aren't they?
I think they might be, yes.
I think we got, oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yes. Paychecks this Wednesday.
Thank you.
And I think the Bubba 199 Boney is on there.
Thank you.
The Bubba 199 Boney, and then if you individually, I have different Boney deals with different people. If you achieved another Boney, then there you go. You're going to have some Bonies on this one.
Yay!
I was pretty happy with the Cash Cube dry run.
Oh yeah,
but I did order the more powerful, because your blower isn't as big as the blower
No.
that the machine comes with. Will they offer you an opportunity to buy that blower, the stock blower? And I think it's to put in that area that we did. If I put a little more powerful of a blower, I think it'll even be better.
It's twice the power of what the one I brought, and you saw that it made a nice tornado.
Yours, yeah, just your half the power. Yep. Willie did well. We are debuting our Diaco Law Cash Cube at the Kenny Chesney concert. April, is it April 20th? April 20th.
Hitler's birthday.
Hitler's birthday. 3 days from my birthday. And Lummy, this should be, I mean, this should be, this should be unbelievable. And then from there, well, I mean, we might have a couple other events, but I know that we will be doing the Juneteenth celebration at Latin Sons, which are the hosts of our very much new and very highly coveted Operation Pigmentation podcast.
Merch coming soon.
Merch coming soon. I'm actually going to use what you sent me and get a mock-up to show you, to show them, to see what they think.
Oh, they'll take anything as long as it
no,
makes...
No, I just want to make sure okay. before I do the final, like, I want them to look at the artwork to say, yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Because I don't want to just say, this is your fucking t-shirt, deal with it.
No, I know. Well, Craig signed off on that logo before, so, I mean, he at least likes that. So, right. I'm sure he'll like whatever you add to it.
So, we got a lot of stuff going on. Lummy, I'm going to order that blower.
Awesome.
How's everything out back? We probably need to get, like, a state of the... of the building report. I think you guys can see what I've done with the front part of the building is starting to come around a little bit.
Yep.
The fountain is not on back there, so I need to work on that today.
What do you mean the fountain?
I went out there when Seth and I were out peeing together.
Right.
It didn't sound like the fountain was on. I looked over and it was not on.
Now the bubbler?
No, the big one.
Oh, the big one.
No. I just didn't have enough time between the show to go back
maybe
and check it.
Blew a circuit breaker?
Possibly. I'm going to check on it.
All right. But. Now, you know sometimes the bubbler will trip that GFI.
Yes.
And you gotta re... Because that bubbler is plugged into a threefer.
Yep.
And got three things running off of it.
Yeah.
Battery chargers for the cream machine, battery chargers for the Crown Vic, the bubbler, and sometimes that hits a GFI.
Oh, yeah. I'll double check on it, but yeah.
But we got to always make sure now. The fountain can be fucked up.
Correct.
But we got to always make sure the bubbler works.
Exactly.
Like...
Because I just sprayed a bunch of chemicals on Saturday.
The pond can sustain its healthiness without the fountain.
Why does Lummy have to tend to the pond?
I took over. Yeah, I like it.
That's just... Seth, don't make it...
No, I just want to know.
Because he likes it.
I like it.
He likes being in nature.
He likes it.
It's very calming back there.
He likes to be in charge of our outside ecosystem.
But he's getting in the pond. He's knee deep with chemicals and ducks trying to fuck his head.
Stop.
Yeah, the corkscrew cock is coming right out at me. I'm waving it off.
Is Bubba looking at you for real?
Let me,
like,
but this duckweed situation. Yeah. Like, I looked at all the other ponds around here, and none of them have it except us.
Well, so I sprayed it. Well, because of the pollen. Seth was 100% how much pollen sucks on oak trees. We have three oak trees that go over our pond.
Can we kill them?
Luckily, pollen season's almost over,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
How do you kill an oak tree?
What? I wouldn't recommend that.
Aren't they detected species?
It's a large
species?
Find, by the way.
Hey, Alexa, how do you kill an oak tree?
Drop it down.
Can I just show that? Drop
Here's something down. I found on WikiHow. If you want to kill a tree with a pesticide spray, mix the pesticide ahead of time and then chop down with an axe to make a too deep cut into the tree. Next, spread the wound open and spray the pesticide into the cut. Repeat that process a few times on different sides of the tree,
Jesus.
Based on the directions for your pesticide. Using this method, the tree should die in as little as 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Well,
Bubba's going to hire a hitman for this tree.
Tampa will find you $10,000 each tree.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting
it. Not
any
if I don't do it.
I didn't do shit.
Lummy, go kill that tree.
I didn't do shit.
How do they know, Lummy? Like, honestly, but, if they don't see it, like.
And Lummy, here's the deal, man. We're starting to get kind of a little bit of a concerning homeless population back there.
Sure do.
Because of that tree.
With that, yeah.
And finding refuge and shelter under it.
Lummy, do I need to start maybe blowing over some bear spray over there? Like, just, I mean.
So they moved.
I got bear spray.
So they moved down a little bit. So we'd have to get on top of the containers because they moved their spot.
No, you don't have to get on top of the containers. I can sit on the side of the containers and just fucking.
Just spray toward the trees?
Or I could drill a hole in the containers that's facing the fence.
Oh, there you go.
And just blast it that way.
Let me say there's some homeless people out there that are just trashy and fucking nasty. Then you say there's some homeless people that really pick up after themselves.
Yes. Well, the ones that live right by us, I think.
Thank God we got a fence.
Yes, they're the transgendered ones.
We got homeless.
What?
Yeah, we got transgendered. Homeless
How do you
people.
Know Lummy?
Because you can tell the guy has a mustache and he has tits.
Wait,
So do you!
Is that for piss?
These are like teacups, though.
Sorry for the outburst.
Sorry, sorry.
Is he is he shirtless? Like, how do you have you?
Does he show the tits?
He has. When he lived across the street, because even Maria Guatemala, No Name Willie, and I talked about it. When he used to live across the street before they fenced it off, that person used to change and take the top off, and they had a. Hangers.
And they are actually boobs. They're not just really like flabby man titties.
No, because I got man tits. You got man tits.
Yes.
I mean, man tits.
I wish I had man tits.
Seth, you probably got a little bit of man tit, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
This was a very bad boob job.
I bet you're red. Red, you probably got a little man tit, don't you? A little bit?
You either got pecs or tits. I mean, there's really no in between.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got macho over
macho
there.
Ain't got man tit. He's got full blown, you know, fucking built up pecs.
I got nothing.
Everybody, Dan ain't got no man tits. It's probably just me and Lummy and Seth. And you know, Rhett's got man tits, please.
He's got a little.
Doesn't Dan just lipo himself, though, like when he's feeling frumpy?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, he's got a freakish metabolism. No, it is ridiculous.
It is. One of these days, it's going to catch up to him. It really
Bubba,
is.
Bubba, he's almost fucking 60. No, it's not.
It's going to catch up to him.
I don't know.
Eating like shit?
I don't think.
He's a phenom. It's okay.
I don't think life is ever going to catch up with Dan.
Just stress, man. I think Dan
rolls around life at a minus 20, meaning like he rolls around as a 40-year-old right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think I roll around maybe a plus 5. I don't know.
Really?
No,
I think you're doing better than.
I want to say that I'm a minus five.
I would say you're like a minus 7-8.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like, what do you think Seth is? Is he a plus or a minus?
What does this mean?
Comment.
How many years ahead or behind
your biological age versus your chronological age?
Or the way you look.
So your chronological age is 42, but your biological age may be somewhere in the ballpark of 55.
No. I think Seth's 45.
Okay.
Lummy, I think you are 38.
Thank you.
How old are you in real life?
39.
Okay, you're a minus one.
Yep.
Anna, what are you, 37?
14.
What are you, 37?
No, I'm 36 and a half half.
What the hell is that? When's your birthday, June?
No, it's May.
All right, so that's even, you're going to be 38?
No, I'm going to be 37. I'm 36 and a half half.
Lummy, can we verify what her employment, like maybe go and look at her application to see what her birthday is?
It's May 8th, 1987.
And you're going to be how old?
Oh my God, 37.
You're going to be 37.
I'm 1 year younger than your career.
I think you're a minus 5.
I'm way less than that.
I actually think you're 30. I think you're a minus 7.
You know what? I'll fucking take that.
I think you're a minus.
I think you're
a minus.
Thank you.
I think you're 30.
25, but that's okay.
Macho man. I think really honestly, here's the biggest thing is that people don't understand. Macho's old as fuck.
Stop whispering into the mic.
Macho's old as fuck.
No!
Macho looks 26, 27.
Yeah.
But he's like 54.
Shut up. He's not 54, and he's going to kick your ass for saying that.
No.
He's raging, if you know what I mean.
He's mad as fuck right now. He's snapping wires, bending steel in the back.
Breaking lenses.
I think Rhett's so young that I think he's just who what he is. Like, he's an even.
He's a push.
What's Red? 24?
25, I think.
25. Red, you 25. Are either one of you guys talking to me right now?
Yeah, 25.
All right. So you're an even. You're 25. Now is Macho Man full haul right now?
No, he seems okay.
Okay.
Why am I the only plus guy, Bubba?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
He knows. Bubba.
What do you mean?
What are you trying to say? I mean, you have a message for all of us, I feel.
I know not.
You're just saying that Seth isn't very healthy?
I think Seth could be healthier, but I think Seth's going through some shit right now, and I think Seth can be more healthy here coming soon.
I think stress ages people,
I think stress... Seth's got some shit going down, and I think that there'll be some good resolve to that here soon, and he can start concentrating on himself right now.
Yeah.
Right now, he's concentrating on his family, on his wife.
And how fat am I? Jesus
Christ. You're not that. I didn't say fat.
I think it's more of a stress thing, Seth. You're not fat. You're not that fat.
Shut up, Austin.
I'm not saying fat. I'm just saying overall, you know, mental and physical healthness, that you're probably not at your best right now.
Right.
Just because you got a lot of shit going on. But I feel as if once you overcome some of this shit, that you can start concentrating back on being a little more healthy.
Yes.
Mentally and physically.
Yeah, and it sounds like an excuse and shit like that. And maybe it's not.
We all understand, and we all know. And listen, we're all pulling for you, and we all get it.
I got my long walks in this weekend, and I got out of the sun because everybody was telling me how fucking white I was. So, I mean, I really tried to do a 2-for-1 special.
And you didn't even get burned.
Nothing even worked. I'm still fat and pale. I want to see
it's more than 2 days.
I want to see immediate results from those 2,000 step walks.
Did you get any pussy this weekend?
No, sir.
Oh.
No, sir.
Any pussy this weekend?
Yeah, once before the nephew got there because he was going to probably spoil it.
I thought you were going to say he was going to join.
Fuck.
See on Pornhub.
Yeah. So hold on now. Your nephew, is he was visiting this weekend?
Yeah.
Is he hot?
No, he's my nephew.
How old is he?
27.
Oh, he's fucking hot, probably.
Hold on, and does he got a girlfriend or a boy wife?
He's divorced. He has a kid he brought with him.
All right, so how old's his kid?
3.
All right, so him and Walker, were him boy or girl?
Boy.
All right.
Cool.
Now, how did him and Walker play together?
Good.
Like, what does, do you have any videotape of them interacting?
Yeah, I actually took a bunch. Yeah, his kid's a little fucking snowflake.
Oh,
California,
really?
Yeah.
Allergies.
Did Walker just push him over?
Was Walker like just, you know, taking him pillar to post?
Well, Walker's very polite, but when the kid started picking on him, I even told the kid, I said, you just wait till another 6 months when Walker just is giant, because Walker's about the same size as him now.
So the kid's picking on him.
Wait, this is your family, right? Lummy, you're just some kid.
Cousins.
So Walker's, the nephew's kid's picking on Walker.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Like, just being doing kid shit?
Throw the balls at him. Like, right. Throw balls at
him. It's like, your dad's a bitch, stuff like that.
What's Walker doing?
Kind of just, like, trying to laugh it off, and then picks up the ball and, like, gives it back to him. Kind of just like, hey, it's
so partaking
good.
In his own abuse. The ball much you like just his father.
No, no, no.
The ball that you threw up my head. Here's it back for you to throw up my head.
No, I meant, if they were playing, like, baseball.
Do you ever take Walker a science? Hey, Walk. Beat the fuck out of him.
Well, that's what I told him yesterday on Easter when we were walking out and the kid threw the ball back at us, back at him when we were leaving. And I said, hey, Forrest, that's his name, Forrest. I said, hey, just wait for another 6 months, buddy, because Walker's going to be way bigger than you and he's going to beat the shit out of you.
So that to a 3-year-old?
Yeah, so that's a 3-year-old.
It's pretty pimp.
And the nephew goes, yeah, my kid's not going to be that big. And he has allergies, so...
Is he Johnny Allergy Boy?
Yeah, he's
what
a
is
peanut
it, the peanut?
Allergy.
I was
yeah.
just going to say.
Oh, he's peanut Willie?
Peanut Boy.
He blew up at the Rays game, too, because he was just around it.
Is this your nephew or Ashley's nephew?
My nephew.
Yeah, it's his blood.
Oh. Okay.
It's my blood.
I'm trying to figure out how nephews work, but it's too much math right now.
Now,
let me,
I think today you're going to my mom's house.
Yeah, Ashley is. Ashley.
Pickamore shoes.
Is it just Ashley and Walker?
Yes.
Is this where Colton bangs her and you're filming it, Lum Lum?
Yes.
No.
We're hooking up secret cameras.
No,
here.
No.
Stop.
No,
this
no.
sensitive topic with Bubba.
It is? Colton banging her?
No. The video camera in the bedroom.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus.
Did Colton ever bang her?
No, I don't think so, and I hope not.
Remember he was going to go over there and he was just doing some work around the house?
Shut the fuck up, bitch. When we talk about fucking Elise?
Well, my mom doesn't have any BRN members coming over, you know, flirting with them and shit.
Well, I text her back from time to time and keep up. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What do you like, dick pics? Or?
Yeah, what are you saying? Your 2-inch meaty cock? Oh,
2-inch meaty cock.
He said meaty.
I wonder whose cock is bigger.
I don't.
Mine.
Me or Seth. I wonder who's got a
bigger
cock.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Take him out, boys.
Cock off.
Bubba really said it at the beginning of the podcast. We have no idea what we're going to talk about. Here we are, 10 minutes into a cock off.
But I mean, like, I wonder.
I got a ruler.
I got to say, Dan's probably got the biggest cock.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm probably, I don't know, between Macho, Rhett, Lummy, and Seth, I don't know where I would
rate. Can we just be honest?
I don't think I would be last.
Can I be honest?
I'm last.
I think about Lummy's cock a lot. I wonder if it's as big as he is or if it's just a normal size
cock. It's just a normal. It's
normal size cock.
It's normal.
Yeah. Why is normal a bad thing?
Here's the thing.
Here's what's so bad about it, though, Seth. Because it's normal and it's encompassed by a big body, it looks smaller.
And he's got a big bush, too, right?
Yeah.
My testicles are humongous, so
he's got big balls, yeah. But kind of a...
Big balls, big bush?
No, but kind of a medium to maybe little or less than medium-sized cock.
No, just average. It's average. It's a grower, not a shower.
And same here, Lummy. I just wanted to know, because you're a hulking man.
Like right now, my dick ain't probably looking so good, but if I, you know, was to pump it up here a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little button.
It would look, it's not a little, my shit ain't little, but my shit's kind of hanging out right now a little bit.
Oh, is it?
I'm saying.
Anna, do you judge non-hard cocks harshly?
Do you look at a guy's crotch area?
Like my guy or guys in general?
No, guys in general.
I mean,
like guys
just growers,
in general,
not showers. You
like,
know,
the people like.
I'll put it this way: I do no-gi jujitsu sometimes, and sometimes they're out on display. And you're not trying to look, but it just seems like it's looking at me, and I'm just looking back at it. If
the
that
actual bear cock?
No, not the bear cock. I don't see a lot of bear cocks in.
No,
you say
the outline of
so
it.
So you're saying like a guy's wearing athletic pants or something like that, and you'll see the outline.
There's a lot of spandex going on.
Sensei.
I think Macho has an undercover like huge cock because of all the testosterone. You know, just
shrinks your balls, but does it make your dick bigger? Yeah. I don't think it does.
I'll take small balls and big dick all day.
Yeah, he's got like a Greg Odom cock.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
You think Macho Man's got a big dick?
I think so.
I don't know,
Macho.
Man.
What say you,
Macho? You got a big
no
dick?
No comment on the matter.
I think that if it wasn't naturally big, he's made it big at some point,
exactly.
Whether doing some sort of new exercise.
Out some kind of cock exercise.
Yeah, without the thing that blows your wiener up.
How about your wiener? Like let's like I mean, this is stuff we've never
read. Wiener talk taking us to the top.
Rhett, what say you? What's like what about your ween?
I plead the fifth.
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
They're still pleading the fifth. Like, I think my ween is probably not too bad.
I would imagine Rhett's is huge if he's hooking up with the BBWs.
Well, Bubba's got a thick cock. He's like a Red Bull can.
Yeah, I think I got a thick cock, but I got some pretty good length on it, too. I'm just telling you.
Good for you. we were trying to hear about Rhett's.
Rhett, we're trying to hear about your cock, and you're not being honest
I think it's
cock.
Monstrous.
Rhett, do you got a big dick on you? I mean, it's much like the guy that asked Larry David how old he is. I mean, all of us guys want to know how big our
net worth, net cock.
But we all kind of listen. We may not want to, you know, fuck it or suck it or be with it. What? But we all kind of want to know what our buddies' cocks like, what they're dealing with.
I will just say that I actually
Drew Garabo have a big dick. You think?
Yes, he does. I would just like to say that I don't wonder what my buddies' cocks look like. I will for the sake of this podcast. But when we leave here and I get in my car, you know, I'm not running through like guys in my mind that I know and be like, man, I wonder. Sometimes you look at a football player and you're like, wow, I wonder if that guy really pops in the shower.
Well, I mean,
you know?
I don't run them through my head as, okay. But I mean, like if I'm having some interaction with my friend and like, if so, let's say I was to meet you for lunch or something, I would be like, I wonder if Seth's got a big dick or
no,
not.
No, it's not.
For
see,
lunch?
No. See, I'm like, I wonder if Baker Mayfield's got a big dick. Like, he's got
I
a swagger.
I want to know that, too.
Yeah, he walks in, he's got swagger, then he's in the shower, you know, with all these
like
other hunky men.
I'd like to know how big Tom Brady's dick was.
Wow. Guys think about this way more than girls do. Let me tell you that right now.
When you're the GOAT.
He's showered in a swimsuit his whole career.
When you're the GOAT, you got a big old dick on you?
No. No, he doesn't have a big wiener.
He doesn't?
You see, Giselle, the guy Giselle's with now, he's got a big wiener.
Right.
That's why she had to go to big wiener recovery. So now she's back into him.
What's big wiener?
I don't know. It sounded like something decent in my head, but it came out wrong.
Just, but you think about wiener way more than girls do.
I don't
the
think
size
about
of wiener.
I don't have to agree with think Bubba. About wiener.
Yes, you but do. You I just said you think about it all the time. You said if you took Seth to lunch, you'd think about his cock the whole time.
When I have an interaction with a dude, I often try to think, I wonder if my dick's as big as his
dick. All right,
dick.
What about Randy from Skaggs? What do you think when you meet him?
I don't think about his dick.
Yeah. Why not?
See, we clammed up there.
I just don't.
I understand what Bubba's saying, because like we're talking about before the locker room, when you go in the locker room and you're like, you see everybody, and then you just start thinking, like, guy's got a big cock.
We're not in a locker room, Lummy. We're in a place of business.
But
and this guy's openly telling
Seth,
me about cock gazing.
But what I'm trying to say is it sticks with you. So then when you go outside of the locker room, you're thinking the same thing. Man, I wonder if that guy has a big cock, you know?
All right, let me throw a guy. Can I throw a guy out there?
Yeah.
Alex Stein.
Nah.
Nah.
Pudgy cock.
Pudgy cock?
Yeah, like kind of maybe
what
thick.
What the fuck?
But like maybe a six.
Yeah.
You know?
Incher?
Yeah.
That's wrong with that.
Isn't that larger than average?
That's good. Yeah, six
that's
is
about
good.
What
that's
I
fine.
Am.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm
you
six.
Guys are doing great.
He's not
six.
Dealing with a third leg.
Way
He's
too
I'll
hard
you
on
that.
Yourself.
I'll tell you this.
Where has this encouraging
me,
woman been my whole
me,
career?
Me,
right here. You guys me, are doing great, and
me,
your cocks are beautiful.
Me... Being the, I mean, I think everybody would agree that I probably have the most cocksman experience, Lummy, as
yes.
far as being a cocksman.
Yeah, by like a magnitude of at least 100, Bubba.
So I will tell you, Lummy, that one of the things, with a new conquest, if you will, usually the person would say, wow, because I downplay my cock. Over all the years of being on the radio, I've always talked about having a small cock.
Yeah.
And it just that's the thing I... And the one thing that new girls that I sleep with, and not that I do this in today's environment, but I'm just saying from back in the day when I was a cocksman and I was single, Lummy, 6 to 7 times out of 10,
oh, fuck
the,
you,
the girl would say, wow, you're not small at all. You're actually, you know, kind of big.
Yeah.
Kind of big.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's
do you think you fucked the last woman you'll ever fuck?
That's a great question.
Wow.
That's a loaded question.
I don't even know that if I want to answer that or not.
Well, there's only a discreet question. Oh, I forgot what he fucked.
Are you yearning for other bitches like you used to, Bubba? Or are you like kind of like calming down with your...
I'm calmed down.
Yeah.
I'm pretty... I mean, like, you know, like here's my mindset. I'm nearly 60. I've fucked a lot of women.
Yes.
And...
You ready to retire that dick?
Yeah.
To just one woman forever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that dick going to have one last match, brother?
This dick wrestles the same girl every night. There's no other territories anymore, brother. You used to be multi-territory dick, but now you're just wrestling one.
Does Erica, does she give you the wow treatment, or it's just at this point, it's just like, oh, fuck, here we go again, you
the
know?
The wow treatment?
Yeah, like, just go, oh, my God, I forgot how big it was to, at what I was working today.
Oh, yeah.
She worships that guy.
Yeah, she wipes that asshole.
She puts...
God. You said that she does wipe your asshole.
That was story 199. That is sacred conversation that does not carry over.
Oh, stop,
Bubba. If you came out of retirement, and let's say Linda Hogan wanted to fuck, it, I mean, yeah. Jesus.
I go to the merch crick and say, and she's pretty understanding. I'd be like, hey, merch crick, Linda Hogan wants to fuck me, and here's the bottom line: it would be great, you know, be a kind of a cool way to get back at Hootie a little bit.
That'd be better if you fucked Brooke.
And it would it be? Oh yeah.
Well, that's how you get back.
But
I mean,
Linda's.
But then I don't know how she became for that.
Linda's more of a possibility.
Yeah, that's true.
Of the vindictiveness that the bitch has. So I'd go to a merch crick and be like, "Hey, merch crick, will you give me a pass on a one timer with Linda Hogan?
Sure, Daddy.
And I won't even bring my A game. I'll just kind of bring my B game.
Okay, no, Bubba, you got to bring the A game.
Would you give her a pass, Bubba?
Who, her?
Yeah.
A merch crick?
Yeah.
No, I'm not into giving passes.
I know. Oh, come on. You gave passes before.
No.
As like there was one really, fucking hot guy from the Get Fresh crew.
Oh, come on.
No. Guys, now I'm reverting back to things that inevitably have been very bad for me. It's like I was a heroin addict and you guys are giving me a shot of heroin. I don't need
to... Al asked a good question, about if this is going to be the last person you have sex with.
Unless there would be a special circumstance, like a Linda Hogan.
Why would Linda Hogan want to fuck you?
She probably wouldn't.
No. Hold on.
Hogan.
Hold on.
I'm not saying.
To get back at Hulk?
Yeah, to get back at Hogan.
Does she hate Hulk?
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, they hate each other.
She didn't get any of that Gawker settlement?
No, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I heard she did.
What?
I heard she got some of the Gawker settlement.
Why?
Because
they were married, were they?
Supposedly in his contract with her is that she was going to get like 40% of all potential earnings.
Oh,
now,
wow.
See, I don't know if a lawsuit is considered earnings or not, but I've seen multiple reports that she did get some. And I've seen multiple reports that she did not get some.
Well, what's breaking her off a couple mil? Just get her off your ass anyway,
Hey, Alexa, did Linda Hogan get any of the Gawker settlement money?
I'm having trouble hearing.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
Did Linda Hogan get any of Hulk Hogan's Gawker settlement money?
From BleacherReport.com.
Oh, here we go.
Linda and Hulk Hogan are in the media yet again after having just reached a divorce settlement which saw Linda get a hefty 70% on Hogan's fortune.
So
how's that work?
Let me bing it. It looks like she didn't, and then she went out in the media and slammed his payout and that he was being rewarded for bad behavior.
Hey, I wonder if we should try to book her for the podcast.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's not, I mean.
What do you mean?
How do you even do that?
She's in Sarasota.
Well, I know, but
she
how do you.
She lives in Sarasota.
Who starts the, you got her number?
I mean, she's got social media.
Yeah.
You want me to try?
Yeah,
woman
Linda.
To woman?
Yes, Anna. Bubba. Like, hey, Anna, Bubba wants to,
You're not on good terms with her, though, are you?
No, I'm on horrible terms.
She hates Bubba.
She hates me more than anything. I'm the one that testified on the divorce and said very bad things. And here's the deal. Hold on. This is how bad it was for her. The original deposition was scheduled for 3 hours, right? 32 minutes into it, they canceled it because I was just,
it was just
fucking,
too rough.
I was ringing her in. I was like, "Oh yeah, I've seen her kick the kids. I saw her call. I've heard her call Brooke a dirty cunt." Oh yeah.
All right, Anna, I would just go ahead and pass on trying to reach out to her.
I'm looking up an email address right now.
I don't think you want to be on her radar at all.
Be like, "Hey, Linda.
I don't give a
like,
fuck.
Hey,
I'll call this bitch right now."
Was she one of like those secret powerful women behind the scenes, Bubba? That was like really like pulling like the puppet strings and shit like that.
She really did have a huge path in Hogan's success. Let's true story, and I know it's
don't
to be
lie.
True. Hogan told me she's the one. And when they were dating, he met her in L.A. Then she moved from L.A. to Minneapolis when he worked for Vern Gagne. But she was the one that taught him how to tear the T-shirt. So she, and listen, in order to tear a T-shirt off of you,
you have to cut it.
You
right?
have to pre-cut the neck band.
He didn't fucking know that.
Well, she, but no, she would.
Hogan's very
she
smart.
Would pre-cut all the neck bands for him, and mm-hmm. and various things. And she, you know, did a lot of his early marketing. So I think that's, you know, and then she raised his two kids for 23 years.
I got
that's
an email.
Why wow. that's why she got such a huge part. Instead of, you know, most couples split it 50-50, she got a 70-30 kicker because, you know, the court system felt as if she did that much for Hogan's career.
Well, if you remember, Hogan blamed her for not getting the George Foreman grill.
Oh, okay.
Because she was lazy. Oh.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, whatever.
And it looks like she still has a bone to pick with Hogan because on December 22nd of 2023, she has a picture of an article and she says, "Please spare me." And the title of the article is "A Hulk Hogan Wife Get Baptized at Florida Church Only Love." So she still hates this motherfucker just as much as you do. So yeah. I'd be happy to reach out to her. And I do have an email address. I'll be reaching out to her after
but
the program.
But make sure you tell her, Linda.
How do you want me? Yeah. How
Linda,
do you want me?
Linda.
If Bubba does interview you, it's not a gotcha moment. He feels you and him have something in common. That Terry has, you know, that he's going to be fair and he's on your side.
Should we offer her money?
No.
For an appearance?
No.
With gas money?
No.
Linda's sitting pretty in Sarasota.
Yeah.
Is she still banging that little guy that looked like her son?
No, she's
her
not.
Son's friend, I think.
She's not. Okay. No. So, yeah.
All right. I got an email.
There you go.
Love of my life, my Nikki. And it's Nick being Nick.
Oh. WrestleMania is this weekend,
Facebook,
Bubba.
Yeah.
They're talking about, was it John Cena, Hulk Hogan, and like Undertaker doing some sort of like a high spot together.
What?
I don't know.
Hogan going to come out in his walker?
You know, they always try to throw the legends out there. They always have hosts. It's two nights again this year.
Did you see the part where The Rock was doing a high spot with Cody Rhodes?
Yeah.
And one of the producers said, "Okay, it's a wrap or clear. We're done."
Yeah.
And then fucking Rock gets pissed off and says, "We're not done, motherfucker. Keep rolling.
Yeah.
Keep rolling, motherfucker. Cameraman, get in here, bitch. Clear. Fuck clear. Fuck clear. Just because you say clear doesn't mean the action stops." Man, he must be a handful.
No. That's essentially what, I mean, I don't want to get down in the wrestling hole, even though we've kind of been talking about it. But when The Rock came back into wrestling, he's doing things, Bubba, where he's cutting 10-minute promos on his social media because he doesn't have time to do it during the show. He's cussing. He's going over the top. And now this stuff with Cody Rhodes where he's like beating his ass. They're just trying to make it look more real and intriguing. And I'll tell you what. I don't watch Raw and SmackDown. I just watch the premium events. People are saying that these are some of the best Raws and SmackDown that they've ever seen.
Man,
with what they're doing right now.
Matt Riddle should have never got thrown out. He would be killing it right now.
They'd be
now.
Using him for sure, man. He's a top-tier talent.
He is.
I mean, with that
very
thing,
much.
The thing with Randy Orton was gold.
Huge.
According to WWE, they came out and said Hogan's role will be limited to autographs and signings.
Right.
Well, you know, they don't want to blow any high spots, but Lummy.
He's not going to do no high spot, please.
You know they like to roll out the old guys like Stone Cold and all that shit.
His high spot's hosting fucking karaoke on Tuesdays at his beach bar.
Does he host it, actually?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Fucking whatever.
We got to get Lummy Investigates out there.
I got in trouble.
Yeah, we can't.
It's over?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to.
Macho says it's time to go.
I fucked up on a button and hit air two. Thank you, my friend.
We got a few.
Oh.
We got what?
I didn't know if we had any more left in us.
No, I figured, you know, leave him wanting more for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
We went 40 minutes.
Okay.
Plus, I got to go to the dentist.
I know. You got to go to the dentist at 2. It's 10:40. Let's go.
See you later.